Today in our program, we're talking about public safety. We are joined by Sergeant Ryan Palmer. Good to have you back.
Good morning.
He's in here. He's our PR guy for the police department. And you brought the boss along with
sure
you today.
Did. Finally got him here.
Chief John Wiebold, good to have you here. John asked a while ago, he said, you do these kinds of things? Yeah. Well, I've got somebody that can come and be on the radio. So we started out with Chase Smith and Commander Slaughter, and right before all of the, Farm Progress Show and the traffic, and then right. Super Nationals made it through all of those and everything. Now we are getting up towards our winter time of the year, so there's going to be a lot of things happening there. But last time we talked, we were gearing up, getting ready for, getting ready to get people started on the Shop of the Cop program.
Yeah.
We had the Halloween. You guys had a pretty good time out there for trunk or treat that night.
Yeah, grilling and serving hot dogs.
Whoever brought the drone, got to see all of you down there doing the hot dogs and everything else. You served them all up too, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, somewhere around 1,100 hot dogs, something like that.
So, yeah. Again.
All donated by Fairway, so it was
great start for that. Followed it up with the chili feed. Did you do pretty well there?
Yeah, we raised actually just over $1,400. A lot of people, I don't think, understand Hy-Vee donates all of that to Shop of the Cop. We're just simply the servers for it, so we need to thank Hy-Vee. But yeah, the generosity out of the public, $1,400 worth of chili was served, and all of that money goes back to Shop of the Cop.
And that's, again, you got an account for that, and that's where it goes,
yep.
And that's where it stays. Still taking contributions, though, obviously.
Absolutely.
This is,
yep.
Because it is the community that's always made it successful, because they get you the dollars that you need.
Yeah, every kid, we try to spend somewhere around $125, $150, so every little bit helps. We want to push as many kids through that program as we can to really bless them and their families this Christmas.
John, it's been going on a long time, Shop of the Cop, since you were a young officer.
Yeah, I think my first year in Boone was the very first year of Shop of the Cop.
So this
is our 22nd year, I believe.
Wow. That's a lot of kids.
That's
a lot of kids. Some have been through before.
Certainly.
Some families have turned you down.
Yes.
And again, it's just because they say, no, we're good, give it to somebody else.
Yep. We've had, every year we have a couple families that get nominated, but then let us know that, you know, they'd rather it go to somebody else more in need than they are. And but it's 100% funded by the community. And so it's an amazing program.
So I know that, you know, we've got the certain amount we go through and everything like that. The big thing is going through and putting your list together, because part of the reason that this always worked in the very beginning, I remember, we know these people, we know these children, and again, we can decide just how many to take. That's why we all of a sudden are up there around 100, 105. I think that's probably 107, maybe 108 has been about as high as we've been, maybe.
Children, we've taken, I think 122 is maybe our biggest.
Wow.
Year.
Yeah. So you got to go through the list now.
Yes.
And folks, I know they always did it like around Thanksgiving. Are you starting a little early this year? Thanksgiving's a little later.
Yeah, we are starting a little bit early. We're actually going to be in the next couple days going through the list of nominations. Really what we're looking for is need. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the goal of this program is to really help the kids in need. And sometimes people get nominated that aren't in need, but for the most part, everybody that most of the nominations are kids that need it and our families that need it, and we're happy to help them out.
Do most of them get steered to you from the school, from teachers? I think they know a lot about the kids and what they're doing in their lives. So
yes, they're a great help in providing that insight, filling out those nomination forms. And getting those to us. There are application forms that need to be filled out, and I think today might actually be the deadline for that.
Okay.
So if you still want to nominate somebody, get with us, call the police department, stop into the police department, fill out one of those nomination forms, leave it with us. If it's after business hours, that's all right. Give us a call. We'll get you one of those forms, and you can get that filled out and get it turned in yet today.
Yep. Still have all our Shop with the Cop, the little pigs around, piggy banks are out there. But still, I know you get larger groups and organizations have given you a lot of contributions and donations as well.
Yes, and if it's not monetary, we still need some of those larger organizations always come through on the day of the event to help wrap gifts, to help serve food, to actually go with us shopping. We call those people elves. So we still need support like that. So if money is not something that you're able to mm-hmm. donate right now, that's fine. If you have time to donate, we've got time to plug, or we have the ability to plug you in somewhere. So get a hold of us. We'll utilize you.
Best way to do that, just any officer or just one in particular handling?
Yeah,
who's doing the work on this part?
Officer Sherrard's the one who's running this program this year. If you want to get a hold of any officer, we'll get you in contact with him.
Okay. And again, volunteers, that's a big part too, because working with 100+ kids is
that's a lot to wrangle.
Yeah, I always thought about herding cats, and that's, I don't know. They get so excited. That's the big thing.
I have trouble with three kids at home, let alone 120.
So, and we get out there and do this, and once again, I know you've had different groups and organizations just help make it available. We're still going to be all in the community building at the fairgrounds?
Yep.
And I know you get a lot of help from other agencies, too, that come to help you out with this. Some of the firemen will be there, I'm sure.
Yep. Sheriff's office, some local agencies nearby will be helping us. National Guard usually helps us, so it's a good time.
All right. So, that's coming up. That's going to be on December 12th, folks, but... Deadline, if you have anything, anybody you think might be eligible to be nominated, and maybe they already are, but it doesn't matter. Put in another nomination if you have to, but you can get that done today. And then away we go on the 12th.
Absolutely.
Yes. Have all kinds of things happening there. But we do have a lot of other things that are going on this time. I'm going, jumping down to snow ordinance because we've talked about it. We've had Waylon Andrews come on with City Administrator Bill Scare and talk about the reminders, how he tries to determine, that's got to be great, how he tries to determine when the snow is going to fall, when it's going to be done. On your side of it, the snow ordinance, when the implementation goes in, then you have to have people going out there and getting ready to hopefully not move vehicles. The ordinance, the idea behind the snow ordinance is get information to people so they don't get towed.
Absolutely. We certainly don't want to do that. We don't want to ticket these cars parked on the street. We understand that parking is at a premium. But the Public Works needs the roads clear so they can move the snow effectively and efficiently to get all the roads open in a timely manner. So this having the vehicles off the roadway really helps with that.
Yeah. I remember going around where they had been parked. And then you get that wet snow, and then all of a sudden you can't get your vehicle out of there.
Yeah.
And then you got that big bump there in the middle of the road, most of the winter.
Yeah, and some of those, you can't get the bump gone the rest of the winter.
Oh,
Because it freezes hard.
The one thing is it is very easy to make yourself aware when the snow ordinance goes into effect. And it might not be all of Boone. It might be both residential and downtown. And again, the downtown's going to be a work in progress this year. We know that. You guys have been talking about how we're going to do this.
Absolutely.
So the big thing is sign up for the text messages if you haven't done so. That's the easiest way to learn.
Yeah. Right. That's the best way. That and follow our Facebook page. We put every time there's a snow ordinance, we put it on our Facebook page. But to get the text messages, you can go to the City of Boone's website and it'll give you instructions there. Or all you have to do is text Boone Snow, all one word, to 888-777. And that'll get you on the list, the text message alert list.
Yeah. And as I told Ryan last time, I said, don't be afraid to do it a second time if you've been on there for a couple of years, because it might have purged. You never know. Sometimes that happens.
Yep.
Or if you got a different phone or number or something, you might want to double check and make sure. But the big thing is make sure. I know people always say, well, you know, you've ticketed all these vehicles. You're making a lot of money. I don't know if the price of those parking tickets actually cover the cost of them, but
no, certainly the $10 parking ticket's not making us any money. This is not about money. This is about just getting the roads clear for the rest of for Public Works to clear their streets for the rest of the winter. Also, if you do text it again, it'll let you know that
you're already registered.
So it gives you confirmation that you're on the list, and that's easy to go.
I know that when it starts, and again, it depends on the depth of the snow and things like that. Some of the things that the city has done, you do permit people to go and park on the parking. And things like that, so that they can get off the street. Again, parking is at a premium for a lot of folks.
Yes, absolutely.
So some of that is permitted. And again, coming into some of the downtown lots, then try to get out of those lots later because they got to come in and clean those out down the road. So, but we are into that time of the year. So
it's coming.
I know, unfortunately. When you posted, I know Chris, Emergency Management, reroutes it to, again, gets copied and sent out again. Fire Department will do it, and everybody, so.
Yeah, we do that, too. We try and share it with all our friends, yeah. and do that. I ask people to do that with their neighbors. If you know that you're not supposed to park on the street because you got the alert, but you notice your neighbor parked on the street, maybe just knock on the door and say, hey, did you know it's an ordinance? Just help them out. I mean, it'd be really nice if we could, as a community, come together and really help each other. And
we would like that.
Absolutely.
Because some people have to be out at night in the snow besides the plow drivers.
Yeah. And there's nights where they're trying to assist other people with real emergencies and stuff. So it becomes a lot of work. So just signing up for those texts, getting your vehicles off the street can really help out.
All right. So again, we'll keep reminding you, people, just get yourself signed up for it. That's the big one. So holiday time coming up. We got a lot of different things happening at holiday time. One of the things that typically this time of the year, you get to the end of the year, you get a lot of fraud type things. I see a lot of fraud forgery reports on the reports from the Communications Center. And it's not just Boone. It's Boone County and Ogden and Madrid and everybody else. The numbers are up. It's kind of a cyclical thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's you know, with technology, it's made it easier to defraud people because you can spoof your phone number and make it look like you're calling from the bank or various whatever organization and ask these people, and they sound legitimate.
You know,
the people that are getting the calls think this is a real bank or whatever calling them and saying, hey, we need this money, and so they think it's legitimate, and so they unfortunately fall victim to these predators.
I know that we do have, you guys work with a lot of the financial institutions, and because I see some of the reports come from them.
Absolutely.
And they let you know, again, they think somebody's doing something that might be of a concern. I think it gets listed as fraud, forgery, and it might be one of those where maybe somebody has done something, or there are others where we think something's going on here, and somebody needs to take a look at it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, there's been a lot lately, and we've seen some new ones. It kind of goes in cycles. Recently, we've taken a lot of calls where people are allowing victims, I'll call them, are allowing these fraud people to come in. They're giving them their passwords to get in their phones or in their computers, and then these fraud people take over that whole system. Then they have access to all the different information that's on their phone or their computer. So if somebody's asking you to give them passwords to get in your phone, don't do that. Confirm that with a family member or confirm it with law enforcement. If something sounds odd about it, don't give any information. Hang up the phone and call somebody you trust to help you verify whether it's a fraud or not.
And we do have a lot of elderly people that are alone.
Yes.
So they can be victims very
Absolutely.
Easily. So got to pay attention to those issues, and that's going on. I know, and they come up with such ingenious ways to.
Some of them are very sophisticated, very sophisticated. Whether it's creating a fake website that looks extremely legitimate, or you know, the way they talk to people, they sound like either a telemarketer, or they sound like we've had some that are law enforcement, or they pretend to be law enforcement. That hey, your grandson's in jail and he needs this bond, and you need to give us this money. I will tell people that law enforcement or government agencies will never ask you to pay for anything with an Apple card. That is a frequent, or a gift card of any kind. That is a frequent ruse they use to go buy these gift cards of whatever brand and then give them the numbers off the back. Legitimate organizations will never ask you to do that. So please don't do that.
And mostly, I'm guessing, police department or sheriff's department, you're not calling them.
Correct.
You don't call people unless they've called 911 and hung up, and then 911 calls back.
Correct.
Otherwise, and then they're still going to send somebody to check on you anyway. So.
Right.
But law enforcement does not call people. Some of the utility companies, because we're going to see that with the with the time of the year it is, and again, your bill is overdue, that sort of thing. They don't call.
Correct. So. And some of these people are getting this information from an email. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the email address that it's coming from, if it doesn't have that company's name in the email address, it is likely not a legitimate email. I mean, that is, I mean, if you get one from, let's say, Alliant, the end of that email address is going to say AlliantEnergy.com or something to that effect. And if it says
something,
you know,
else,
something else, it's probably not a legitimate email.
I was going to say, too, don't click on the links.
Yeah.
If you're not sure.
Right.
Don't click on the links. Then they do get to your computer and stuff like that.
We should also mention, too, the children of, because primarily the older generations are the ones being targeted, so their children need to take some active steps in helping their parents and understanding that their parents are going to be receiving these things.
All right, holiday gift buying and things. I know people put the presents in the seat and into another store, grab here. I'm just going to run in here. Can disappear very quickly. So
yeah, lock your doors.
Lock your doors, put them in a trunk, something like
people
that.
People are walking around looking in cars. We see it. We try and get out and talk to those people who we see doing that, but don't trust that your stuff's going to be safe. Lock your doors.
One of the things I know that I've seen, and you've seen a number of these burglaries, not just in Boone, but some of the other communities as well. We're seeing a number of burglaries pop up and stuff like that. Again, if you see something, call.
Yeah, absolutely. If you see something suspicious in the neighborhood, please call. We've had some very good luck actually apprehending some people that because a neighbor saw somebody looking in a car. And like Sergeant Palmer said, the big thing is just lock your doors. I mean, that is, I know we live in a small community. We live in a very safe community, but just locking your doors to both your vehicles and your home and your garages, I mean, it really does go a long way to deter a lot of the theft that we have.
Right. We are in that also that time of the year. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau likes to do stepped-up campaigns. Boone, one of those that I know all of Boone County, I think, participates most of the time. And it's a variety of things. Obviously, we're going to have holiday parties that are going to be going on. But anybody out there traveling, those seatbelt usage, don't drive distracted, don't drive under the influence. Mm-hmm. I guess those are the big things. Don't speed.
Don't speed, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're out there trying to monitor that stuff along with the slick roads. If it's not safe to travel, don't do it. If you're not safe to drive, don't do it. Have fun at your parties, but understand we are out there looking, watching, trying to keep everyone safe.
And in this day and age, there's so many options to not drive. I mean, we have a taxi service in town. There's Uber and Lyft and those various things. So there's so many excuses not to drive. So please don't.
Some of the issues so far, the flashing red lights, have we been doing okay on that? I think people are starting to get the hang of it.
I think so. I think I'm not sure when Public Works is going to get those changed over to the stop signs like they talked about at council last week. I personally think the angle parking downtown is working very nicely. It's easy to get in and out. It's quicker. There's way more parking downtown, it seems like. And I've seen it busier downtown since that's taken place. There's a lot more people. It seems there are more people downtown. Yeah. So
I know. Big trucks, though.
I know.
They were a challenge before, so they still are. I mean, you know, they would park on the side streets diagonally and still have those challenges to get around them. Just be cautious going through there. That's I always look for the, are they going to back up or not? And if they do, I'm stopping.
Right. Yeah. Thankfully, this is a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit. And with the regular stops with the flashing red lights currently, people are able to keep their speed down. And I think it helps with the safety down there, too.
All right. A couple of quick reminders for everybody once again. We got most everything. Yeah, we got a lot of different things that you guys are working on right now. I was going to ask, Citizens Academy.
Yes.
I'm guessing you're planning again another event next.
Absolutely.
Early next year, I think we'll be signing up.
That's correct. In December, we'll probably put out the information for the Citizens Academy. Starts in February, and we had a very successful group last year, and we're looking forward to doing it again.
Get a lot of. Well, it's one of those things where people finally get a chance to see some of the work that has to be done. You don't realize that the work's being done.
That's part of it. And the other part of it, they just get to meet the officers. You know, they just they get to see an officer in a different light than, hey, I got pulled over. Hey, I had a theft, and so I called an officer there. This is an opportunity to really get to know some of the officers, and then you have a friendly face when something bad does happen. So
you're doing coffee with a cop, too?
Yep. When we can, that's kind of, it's not as
people are available.
Yes, as people are available, that's right. Yeah.
So, but that was one, again, one way for people to come and meet the officer, because you were getting a number of new ones.
Absolutely.
Now most of them graduated from school here. So,
yeah. That's true.
Easier. We know a lot of them already. Again, Shop with a Cop, hit it once again, because people can still donate.
Yep.
And even if you don't go through all the money this year, it's still there next year.
Yes. We'll take donations all year long.
And that's going to come up on December 12th. Well over 100 will be shopping, I'm sure. And if you're looking at anywhere in that 120-150 range, that's a chunk of change.
Yep.
So that'll be going on. And again, don't forget to sign up for the snow ordinance, letting you know when the snow ordinance is in effect. Again, if you use text at all, Boone Snow, you can do it all capital letters, one word, Boone Snow, to 888-777. That gets you on that list. And if you've already signed up, it'll let you know you've already been there. So
that's correct.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.